Yevamos per Gimel Mishnah Vav 3-6, and the Mishnah continues its sort of exhaustive treatment of the various scenarios where you have three brothers, two of whom marry two sisters. So the Mishnah says, Shlosha Achin, you have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim mehen nesuim shtei achayos. And two of them, let's say Reuven and Shimon, marry two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Ve'echad nasi nachris. The third brother, Levi, he's married to an outsider. Nachris means an outsider, and we'll call her by, we'll say her name is Nachris. Okay? Meis echad mebali achayos. If one of the brothers who were married to one of the sisters, let's just say Shimon, who is married to Leah, dies. So that means now that Leah is a Yavama. She can't marry Reuven because Reuven's married to her sister Rachel. But she could marry Levi. And therefore, that's what happens. V'chanas nasui nachris, the one who's married to Nachris, i.e. Levi, takes her in, does even with her, es ishto, Shimon's late Shimon's wife, Leah. So now we have, just before I get to the next step, we have Levi who has two wives, Leah and Nachris, and his brother Reuven has one wife, Rachel. And then v'meis, then Levi dies, leaving two wives and no children. So now normally he would need to have one of his wives, Yibum or Chalitza, but they can't. Harishona, the first wife, by that we mean Leah. Yotza mishum achos isha, she is free to go, because the only brother left is Reuven, and Reuven is married to Leah's sister Rachel. Therefore, Leah certainly cannot marry Reuven, so Leah goes free. Ushnia, and the second wife, meaning Nachris, also is free to go, mishum tzarasa, because she is Leah's co-wife. And since Leah can't marry Reuven because of achos isha, so too Nachris can't marry Reuven because of tzarasa. She's the co-wife of the achos isha. That's case number one. I'll call it 1A. 1B. What happens if instead, when Levi, instead of taking Leah on as his yavama, performing yibum, asa bah mimer, he only does mimer with her, meaning he gives her the ring and says, here's the ring, you're now going to be my wife, as prescribed by the rabbis, and their intention is to do yibum next week. But we said rabbinically we treat this mimer as if it were like an erizin, meaning they're like quasi-married now. Rabbinically, they're married, but on derisa level, they're not married. That's how the halacha is, like Basil. And therefore, v'meis, if now Levi dies, and on a rabbinic level, he has, so to speak, two wives. He has Nachris, his real wife, and Leah, the one woman with whom he did mimer. So that means rabbinically, like in the, I'll call it 1A, the previous case, Leah certainly can't marry Reuven, and therefore Nachris would be Petura as well as Tzarasa. The problem is that really on a Doraisa level, mimer didn't do anything. And therefore on a Doraisa level, that mimer was not so consequential. So Levi only has one wife. Her name is Nachris. She has no relationship to the Levi's brother Reuven. And when Levi dies without children, therefore Leah should indeed Midoraisa have to do Yibum or Chalitza because she has a Zika with Reuven. And since Midoraisa she has a Zika, she's Chayavis, but Midorabanan she's Petura, she's exempt, the din will be like all these cases, Nachris Choletzis should do Chalitza to resolve the Doraisa issue, Velo Misyabemis, but she won't do Yibum proper with Reuven, lest it look, thus it does not conform with the rabbinic treatment of mimer. Okay, that's case 1B. Now case 2A. Shlosha Achim, you have three brothers, same setup, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim mehen nesuim shtei achayos. And two of them, let's say Reuven and Shimon again, marry two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Ve'echad nasi nachris. And one of them, the third brother, meaning Levi, he marries Nachris, the outsider, no relation to the other women. Meis hanasi nachris. Now this time, it's Levi who dies first. So Levi has one wife. Her name is Nachris. She falls now to the two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. And let's say, hypothetically, it's Shimon. The Mishnah says, V'chanas echad mebalei achayos es ishto. So one of the brothers, we'll call him Shimon. Now, he does Yibum with Nachris, which means now the family tree is their two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has one wife, Rachel. Shimon has two wives, one of whom is Leah. That's Rachel's sister. He also has a second wife, Nachris, with whom he did Yibum, but now she's his wife in every sense of the word. V'meis. And then Shimon dies. So now Shimon dies without children. He has two wives. One is Leah and one is Nachris. Now, of course, same as before, Leah can't marry Reuven because Reuven's married to her sister, and therefore Harishona, Leah, Yotza Mishum Achos Isha, she's free to go to marry whoever she wants because she is the sister of Reuven's wife, Rachel. Ushnia, and the second woman, Nachris, Mishum Tarasa, she's also free to go because she is the co-wife of Leah. Straightforward. That's case 2A. But now case 2B, Asa Bamaimer. What happens if Shimon, instead of doing full-blown Yibum with Nachris, only does Mimer with her? So that'll mean that on a Doraisa level, Nachris still has a Zika to Reuven. Think that through for a second. The three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Levi dies, he leaves Nachris. Nachris now has to Yibum with any of the two brothers. Shimon did Mimer, which is very nice, but on a Doraisa level, nothing. Not resolving the Zika. Now Shimon dies, leaving one brother left. So we have Nachris, who has a Zika, to the one brother left, Reuven. The problem is that since we treat Mimer as being like a quasi-marriage, on rabbinic level, she's like the tzara of Leah, the Achos Isha, of Reuven's wife, Rachel. And therefore, since on Deraisa she's chayaves to resolve the Zika, but midrabanan she's exempt because of this Mimer thing, so you know what's going to happen. The mace, when Shimon dies, Nachris choletzes, Nachris will do chalitza now with Reuven, velo misya bemes, and she may not do yibum, because at least rabbinically, she's the tzara of achos isha.